Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Looking at PrisonPlanet.com and the InfoWars.com articles that Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes are writing. These guys are on fire. They're writing 5-6 bombshell articles a day apiece sometimes. They are all just devastating to the New World Order. We're going to be going over those. Also, great news, UN abandons Copenhagen deadline. Countries not signing on. They claimed they were going to sign on later and that it hadn't totally failed. Now it's completely imploded. London Guardian spokesman says deadline has gone soft, and the image is a deinflated balloon with the image of the Copenhagen summit on it, the logo. I mean, they are just in full routed retreat. We are having massive victories against the New World Order. Let's go to Seth in California. You're on the air, Seth.
Yo, what's happening, Alex Jones? Thank you very much for what you do, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I've been listening for about a year now, and, you know, you've really opened my mind. I'm so excited for the Glenn Beck thing because my parents are really big into Glenn Beck, so I just can't wait for next week to kind of, like, booyah. I just really want to say thank you for what you do. I spend a lot of time online posting your articles on Facebook and Dig and all the other social networking sites I can get them on, and do what I can to spread the word, man. So thank you.
Well, do you agree with me that Beck is a key operative and has to be targeted?
Yeah, that video, he's a neocon, not a libertarian. I mean, you can't watch that and just not see right through it, but completely. And him crying and blubbering and arguing with idiots, that book, it just, the whole thing just creates a division that doesn't allow people to critically think about the issues. They're just being parrots.
Well, I'm creating a special email because we need people to find us all the times he's attacked Ron Paul and patriots and gun owners and the times he's called for higher taxes and the times he said that he met with Bush secretly and got orders from him and all the different things he's done supporting the Patriot Act against U.S. citizens, whitewashing the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. I need everybody to help us research and pull more of this because there's always more. I'm always shocked by what I didn't know about because I haven't really been paying attention to him. Just kind of halfway, keeping half an eye trained on him, send it to viper@infowars.com. Viper. He is a viper in our bosom, a viper in our midst. So everybody send your Beck research to viper@infowars.com. Help us so that we can put all these clips together. viper@infowars.com.
You know, and another easy way that I've found to share you guys' stuff is it's called Add This. And it's like this easy thing to put on your web browser. You just click a button and you can post articles anywhere, you know? And so, like you were just saying, Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, you guys are writing some amazing stuff, man. So I just keep putting it out there wherever I can because people need to wake up. And it's frustrating. They know they're being brainwashed and they say, isn't that weird? And they turn on the TV and just go right back to it. It just, you guys are fighting a good fight, and thank you very much. Keep it up, my man.
God bless you. The good news, Seth, is that they're now having to basically act like the real patriots, act like Ron Paul, behave like me, but only about half the time. Then the rest of the time they slip in, we need new wars. They're real terrorists want to get us. The Patriot Act is good. Torture is good. We need new taxes, you know, to pay off the bankers. We need the banker bailout. I mean, he is on record for the banker bailout. And then I've seen the clips, I need to pull them again, where lately he says he was against the bailout. See, not just that he was for the bailout, he now lies and says he never was. He said, we had to have that bailout. Go ahead.
My mom even talked about this. She said he apologized for it. He was wrong. He made a mistake, you know. And it just, people are so caught up, too, in the paradigm. You're talking about Ron Paul and the CIA and the drugs, and it wasn't just Bush. Air America was flying the coke into Arkansas when Clinton was governor. You know, it's all the same. They're all in bed together. And like,
absolutely, and it's that simple fact we've got to get out to everybody.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
America and the world are waking up right now. They're waking up to the private banking syndicate that rules our planet. They're waking up to the major intelligence agencies, CIA, Mossad, MI6. All the major governments control the narcotics trade. That's why they keep drugs illegal, to keep the price high and unregulated, so they can have larger profits off the black market. They are waking up that the major political parties of every country are controlled. I haven't even gotten to the news stack yet today that the Supreme Court has ruled that corporations can give unlimited political contributions, but private citizens still can't. See, they're tying your hands. The original campaign finance reform of, 2002 allowed corporations to give more money, but for citizens to give less. Everything is about tying your hands politically. That's the bottom line of what's going on. UN abandons Copenhagen deadline. Countries not signing on. Spokesman says the deadline has gone soft. The entire program of global taxation through carbon dioxide has imploded. It's rolled over dead. They're still moving forward with state and city taxes with their operatives in your local area. Fight them. Expose their fraud. But we are beginning to win. Swine flu hoax is an admitted mass fraud and is imploding. Everything is imploding for these people. Their government takeover of healthcare is in desperate straits, hanging by the last shred of a thread. Everything they do is turning to dust. Everything they do is rotting and falling apart in front of everyone. But the only way we can be beaten is by letting the mainline Republican Party hijack things. We need them to get control of the House, but then immediately put heat on them when they continue the entire agenda. It took 7 years to wake up to Bush. It took 1 year to wake up to Obama. It needs to take 2 weeks to wake up to the Republicans. The time is running out. The scams don't work anymore. We need to run real libertarian constitutionalists like Ron Paul, like Deborah Medina, like other people we see for every political office we can. We are popular. Our message is constitutional. We need to take over the Republican and Democratic parties. So what does the Supreme Court rule? The Supreme Court rules today that corporations can give all the money they want, but private citizens can't. See, they're panicking. They're saying, okay, we'll tie the citizens' hand to give money, and we'll turn the big banks that robbed everybody loose. We'll dump billions and billions into establishment candidates. We'll put in more electronic voting machines. We'll engage in more election fraud. They're not going to give up power easily. They're not going to back off easily. They're not going to go away easily. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air. Okay, is Mike not there, guys? Yeah, I just went to Dean. Let's go to Mike in Louisiana. Mike, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, good to talk to you again. I'm the guy that called up Chertoff when he was on C-SPAN, or one of them. Reason I'm calling you to give you an update of what's going on here in New Orleans.
Let me interrupt you again because you just brought that up. It's an hour-long interview, and almost every single call, over 90%, brought up 9/11 being an inside job. 9/11 truth is the majority in many major polls. That's why they say we're the number one enemy, because they can't stage terror attacks anymore. And I salute you, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I salute you back. You are an inspiration. And I don't know how, if you know how funny you are. Sometimes when you go on your analogies, you crack me up. You gave, well, I'll give you an idea. I write for the New Orleans Levy newspaper. We don't hold anything back is our motto. I have been running a comic strip called Conspiracy Nut for the past 3 months. And it's been allowing me to, you've given me a lot of inspiration. Matter of fact, I think my next comic strip's going to be on Beck. And off of what the rant you went on yesterday about aliens landing and eating purple, I don't know, you went on some hilarious rant.
Saying that 9/11 truth is in the White House and is going to kill Obama is the equivalent of saying Marvin the Martian is going to land with a can opener and open our children's brains and eat their brains. I mean, it's as ridiculous.
Kind of things that you start coming off with that crack me up. Anyway, you've given me an inspiration to start this comic strip. It's very popular. We're reaching over 50,000 people every month here with this strip.
And you're devastating them.
Yes. There's one other. Now, I've been doing this a long, long time, longer than you've been alive. I was involved with the early Ace Trucking Company, the committees back that started the free speech movement long, long ago. And one of the tactics we used is one of the things I'm also starting up here now is a guerrilla street theater group. And we're going to be putting together skits that will be performed on the street that will gather crowds. And as the crowds are gathered, the skits will inform people of the different issues we got going on. And at the same time, we'll be passing out your DVDs. This is extremely effective. It's more effective than just passing out DVDs. I mean, just getting out there and saying, here, here, here. When you can gather a crowd.
A lot of people are doing street theater now all over the world where they get a bullhorn and say, I love the government. I love the naked body scanners. I think it's great that the banks have taken $28 trillion and are keeping it for themselves. I think it's wonderful children are being trained to inform on their parents. That's the American way. And this guy made this video that says it's wrong. He's a kook. He's scum. It's a funny video. Look at this conspiracy nut. And you give him that. Boy, that's really effective.
Yes, it was. Now, one other thing, when I first started the strips about 2 months ago, I know you receive a lot of things, but I also know you illustrate. You said you were an illustrator, and you inspired me. As a matter of fact, you brought it up again. You said that you brought up this image of Obama and Bernanke and all of them atop of a bunch of dead bodies raising a flag. So I went ahead and did that illustration and sent it to you along, and I've been collecting music, protest music for 50 years. And I sent you a DVD or a CD with some of the better stuff, more obscure stuff that I have, along with the illustration and the first copy of The Conspiracy Nut. And I sent that to you about 2 months ago, registered now, but I haven't received anything back. If you can have your guys check that out and see if you got that, it'd be appreciated.
Well, here's the problem, Mike, and I don't want to discourage people to send us stuff because we look at almost all of it. Piles, bags come in a week, sir, and we don't even have the staff or the money for more people. And so we end up looking at a lot of it, but then don't even have time to respond or do anything with it. It's also good to scan stuff and email it to Aaron@Infowars.com and other addresses so that the guys can then post it on Infowars.com. But I appreciate your call, Mike. Keep it up. I mean, if you want us to post an online version of The Conspiracy Nut, send it to us. Let's go ahead and see. Take a call from Dean. Dean was there. I skipped him. Sorry. Dean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for everything you're doing, Alex, and thanks for keeping us informed. Like the gentleman said in the previous call, you're very motivational, and I'd like to refer to you as the Vince Lombardi of the truth movement.
Well, that's a big compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I have a Vince Lombardi quote as well. People who work together will win, whether it be against complex football defenses or the problems of a modern society. And it's true. You really keep, you keep my head in the game. Keep us informed, and like I said, I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you, my friend. Anything else?
Well, my topic, you're spot on with Glenn Beck, by the way. He is a complete traitor. And a little off subject here, but my point was about the health care. And I was reading an article that said the Amish are going to be exempt from the health care mandate.
That's right. They're exempt because they know it's a community of around 500,000 people in the U.S., that will not do it, and they've tried to CPS their kids. They've tried to break them up. They just can't force them into it. And the Amish have no instances of autism, lower cancer rates, everything, because they're not living in our evil system.
I absolutely agree. I live near Amish people here in western New York, and I guess my point mostly was that this kind of opens a loophole in the case that the globalists do get this health care mandate rammed down our throats here, is that it opens up the objection on a religious basis. You can object.
Well, it does. Listen, I have a plan that I've never openly announced on air. I don't want, like, compounds that they can call extremist facilities. People can do whatever they want. But to have, like, high-tech Amish where groups of people – but you've got to have strict rules or it falls apart, move to the country, but then have shifts where they go to high-tech facilities to fight for their rights and freedoms and fight the New World Order, but then live in an agrarian society but keep it completely compartmentalized where they then rotate into basically like the gun ports in the info war to go in and be involved in city government and locally to protect themselves. Because, look, I'll guarantee you, the Amish and the Mennonites are not going to be able to continue their way of life for long. The enemy is coming for them. And anyone, the name of the game of the globalist is they want you dependent on them. We have to get back to the land and be self-sufficient. But at the same time, we've got to wear two hats and be able to, in a limited fashion, interface with technology to take on the new world order. You must do this or the Matrix will absorb them. The Matrix isn't too worried about them right now because they're not interfacing in government, so they're not threatening the takeover that's going on around them. But as the Amish and others get persecuted more, they're beginning to realize they're going to have to stand up for themselves. Anything else, sir?
Well, just a point on the Amish. I don't know if this is... I'm trying to research this. And from what I understand is the land that the Amish have was given as an ecclesiastical trust. And basically, as long as they remain passive, that...
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid, total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system. Wisdom being lost with time, the government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1-2-1-3 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
Look, on the subject of the Amish, they came over from Germany and Switzerland more than 200 years ago. They were set up in the 1600s. And they have been grandfathered into their land as sovereign landholders. There's a bunch of different subgroups. There's the old Amish, the new Amish, the Mennonites. There's a bunch of different groups. What the Amish need to test is having a group in their council break off and buy small facilities in town and elect representatives who, outside of their communities, it has to be separate, rotate through into a high technology facility to run their own websites, to fight for their rights, to fight for their freedoms, and to be politically involved in the community, but have it compartmentalized, even if they have to have groups that volunteer to split off and to be the defense system for their rural communities. But other modern people, groups who've never been part of the Amish or Mennonites, they could do this as well. We see that happening in New Hampshire with this Free State Project. Tens of thousands of people have moved there. They're really changing things. They're creating these loosely knit communities that are high technology, interfaced with the system to fight it. Because there's no doubt that the establishment is beginning to target the Amish and Mennonites and others and try to set them up and bring them down. Again, that's for them to decide. It's just that things have changed. We are in the 21st century, and the New World Order is not going to allow these groups to continue operating the way they have been. Coming up, Supreme Court removes limits on corporate labor donations to campaigns. We'll cover that right now. Let's go to Jeff in Indiana. Jeff, you're on the air.
Mr. Joe, it's an absolute pleasure to be talking to you. It is truly an honor. Since I've been listening to your show, I'm a loyal podcast listener. Everyone tells me how much healthier I look. I'm telling them how much healthier I feel. I recommend your show to everybody. But that small joke aside, I have two activist ideas. One of them is where I live. I won't name any businesses, but there are boxes, vending machines. They happen to be red. And they distribute DVDs. And what I do is I take a copy of, you know, especially your newest films, are especially wonderful for this. But you take the DVD, you put a note in it, and it says, watch this DVD. If at the very least, put this DVD back where you found it for the next person to watch it. If you feel like I do, you will take this DVD and you will make a copy of it and give it to your friends, your family, and then also put one back on the box. I made an email address so that the person can contact me if they need to find out different ways to do things. But it's a method that I think would easily, you can find people who are already looking for a movie to watch and you can spring their mind open. I hope that other activists out there will take this idea and run with it. My other idea, the other thing I do is, sir, I have taken to gardening, and it is an absolute, to get back to the creative, it is the most creative I've felt since having a child, in the sense of being at one with our creator. And,
humans are meant to be out in the sun, outside, working in the dirt. Again, we're losing our humanity, and little steps turn into big steps, turn into long marches against tyranny. And it's simple things like drinking purified water, eating healthier food, getting out in the sun, spending more time with our families, turning the television sets off for at least part of the day, and you will start to extricate yourself from the Matrix-like system.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. To pull a carrot out of the ground, wash it off, and hand it to my three-year-old, there is no better feeling in the world knowing that you're giving him what God has created. And I hope, I hope I was clear as far as my activist idea.
You said red boxes at certain businesses. I tell people to make copies of my films and give them to people and tell them to make copies. I don't know what the red boxes are. No.
Oh, well, they're DVD vending machines that they have throughout the nation, especially where I live. And I know that they're in New York, Chicago, all your major metropolitans. They are in most.
And you put them in the you put them in the bin where they drop down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man.
All right, I said open phones today. And yes, I've got Hugo Chavez saying the earthquake was a tectonic weapon. That is a ridiculous conspiracy theory. It's ridiculous for him to say it was a tectonic attack. He should have said, could it be a tectonic attack, and quote the Pentagon admitting they have these weapons. He should have called for an investigation. But he discredits himself, because I have the text of what he said from a Venezuelan government-approved newspaper. The media is controlled there, with him saying it was an attack and then not giving evidence. So we're going to be covering that. I'm going to get into the attacks on free speech in the country. Supreme Court removes list on limits of corporate labor donations to campaigns. So it's saying groups and corporations can give money, but the restrictions on individual giving, it's still there. The way I read this ruling. That's just like campaign finance reform of 2002 that Bush signed on to, breaking his promise not to sign it, remember? The McCain-Feingold legislation said that corporations could double the money they gave, but individuals could give less. So great. Labor unions and big corporations can give more money, but the citizens can't, the way I read this. Call in and correct me if I'm wrong. And believe me, we get stuff wrong, especially when it's brand new and we're trying to analyze it. Kind of like they said they were going to have the hearings today, but now they've postponed them to next week with Geithner and Paulson. But then the news is still reporting that some type of banking hearing's going on. So we're trying to keep track of that. I mean, there's so much going on in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a documentary filmmaker. I have made, I don't know, what is it, 24 films? And the last couple, I mean, they just get better and better. Fall of the Republic, the production quality, the information, Shattering the Left-Right Paradigm, Exposing the Environmental Takeover, that has nothing to do with the environment, the police state takeover, how they're brainwashing the Boy Scouts to serve Homeland Security. It's all covered in the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. And both these DVDs are discounted right now at InfoWars.com. We're also carrying the new film that I didn't produce, but I'm shocked by its quality. It's Shadow Government. Very revealing. Comes from a Christian perspective. Great to show your church or give to your pastor. I hope that everyone will visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and look at all the T-shirts, all the videos, all the books, not just my films or my book or Paul Watson's book, which are out of print. You can read them at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the only place to get those. But all the T-shirts. You want to meet like-minded people? Wear a Don't Tread on Me InfoWars.com T-shirt. Wear an Obama Joker shirt. Wear one of the 70-plus shirts we've got, and you will meet like-minded people very quickly on the street. All available at InfoWars.com. We've got free T-shirt, free DVD deals. We've got a whole bunch of combos and specials. We've slashed prices on everything because we know the economy's falling apart, and we just want to get this information out. And your purchase does support what we do here. Get them. Make copies of my films. Show them to people. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, I want to try to now take calls until the bottom of the next hour, and then I am going to reconvene all my stacks of news because it all gets mixed up in big piles here in front of me and try to systematically go through it all because it's so important and there's so much of it. So much good news. I mean, I'm buoyed and excited, but at the same time, I know the globalists are using their tricks again, and so I want to expose that. But so much good news happening. I mean, the White House TSA czar, who said Christians are the number one threat to Homeland Security and the main terror threat, he's now withdrawn his nomination. They're in full retreat, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is if we take the bait and switch and let establishment Republicans take over again, we're going to be cooked. We'll be back in the same position. Then people will put Democrats back in to fix it, and it'll get even worse. And I believe Obama is at the greatest threat point right now, at the greatest danger level right now, of staging a terror attack or starting a new war or releasing a bioweapon so the government can respond as the savior. We have the RAND Corporation saying the government needs to stage events. We have all the CFR white papers. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the danger zone. We have got to start warning people to look for staged terror. That's coming up later in the next hour. Now, I get these calls all the time, and that's fine. But people say, I don't want to say my name. Make up a name then. I don't care. Say your name is man. You know, that you're a human calling from somewhere. Just say, I am Homo erectus. I am Homo sapiens sapien from Texas or New York or wherever you're calling from. It says that we have a member of the Amish community, but they don't want their name said. So let's just call you Adam. And let's go to Adam. Adam, where are you calling from in the United States?
Hi, Alex. I'm actually calling from Michigan.
Okay.
I'm a little bit nervous here, but I just this Amish thing keeps coming up. And listening, I know that there's a lot of myths out there. There's one thing I would like to clarify is as far as the land thing, we're just like everybody else. We pay our land taxes. We have the DEQ, the DNR, all those outside government agents, unelected people, you know, breathing down our throat too. We're not exempt from those things. You know, there are some things that help us as a community and as a people. We have a voice. We do have a steering committee that represents the Amish in general. They go to Washington back. We're one of the pioneers of the homeschooling movement that actually started out as being parochial schools, where our fathers actually went to prison because we didn't no longer want to send our children to the public school.
You know, maybe I should do an interview sometime with you, and I should add that we actually know who you are.
Sure.
And that you just called in to one of the back lines, and we're not saying your name, but you really are Amish. So we can confirm, but I've done my own research, and absolutely, the Amish are under massive sustained attack, and so even some of the old Amish, as the groups are known, are having to have some of the elders, you know, the big daddy, as a lot of locals call them, have to get cars now, have to interface, have to deal with this. They are coming after your kids with the CPS. They are harassing you. They are trying to destroy you right now, and that's my point is the Amish need to get even more proactive, but I wasn't aware of how active you guys are. I mean, in the Amish community, and I know I've talked to some that are very aware of what's happening, do you guys know about the New World Order and what's going on?
I would say yes and no. It really depends on which part of the communities that you're talking about. We're a fairly diversified people at this point. We do have a strong belief of work ethics and being separated from the world. It's called nonconformity to the world, and I think there's a protection in that. I don't want to use up a lot of time, but this is one of the biblical mottos, for example, that a lot of our people will go by and quote, and this is from Timothy 2, and 1 Timothy 2. Is that I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And then it says for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So that is why we are here in the United States to begin with, and so that we can do that. And so we're not super proactive as far as in politics goes, because we try to stay separated from that. But this is all that we ask the government to do for us, is to let us lead a quiet and peaceable life. And I believe that there's a lot of other people out there that have that same wish. They just want to live. And we do realize that the New World Order is a threat to that, and all these so-called security majors that are now in control. So, you know, I want to thank you for what you do. Of course, I don't agree with everything, but that's fine. We all want to simply live, and I believe that's what you're trying to tell people.
Adam, what's the Bible verse the Amish have about not going to churches? Because there's a lot of verses about don't worship in temples. That's actually very occultic.
That's actually not something that we get out of the Bible. That was due to persecution. And
actually, I was reading quote out of the encyclopedia. It is a Bible verse about, you know, don't worship in the temples.
Okay, well, I guess I don't know about that, but what I do know is that when we were persecuted back in the Reformation time, it wasn't safe to meet in public, so we started meeting in homes, and that's kind of continued as a tradition. Now, a lot of our churches actually do have church houses now.
So are you originally from Switzerland or Germany? Or
I'm Switzerland, yes. And then, right, many of my forefathers would have given their lives to not bend to the government and their unscriptural and tyrannical demands, just simply, you know, allow themselves to be beheaded and drowned and burned at the stake.
That's right, because the Amish got persecuted by the Catholic Church, didn't they?
Not just the Catholic Church. Actually, the Reformers were even crueler when it actually come down to it. There's,
yes.
But the Catholics started it, but when Zwingli and Martin Luther, they ended up being worse than the Catholics. They're just as bad.
But yeah, people don't know that. There was a lot of Protestant persecution
Yeah.
I mean, I've read the histories of all the people they killed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. We, you know, the Bible tells us that if we get persecuted in one place, then just move to another. And I realize that's not your philosophy, and that's okay. I'm not here to tell you that that's not, you know, for you to be like that, but we just try to follow what we understand to be our moral compass, the creator of the universe, and he did leave his last will and testament for us here on this earth. We try to follow that, and all we want, we don't want wealth, fame, political power. We simply want to live a quiet and peaceful life.
And am I accurate in saying that the government is really starting to come in and harass you more?
Well, it's like the, for instance, this new health care thing. For example, Social Security. We're exempt from Social Security. We don't pay in, but then we also do not draw Social Security. But we pay our taxes on our land. Most of it goes to school, but we fund our own school with absolutely no government help. We don't get government help to fund our own school. And we don't have special privileges. We're hardworking people that simply don't, you know, I'm not trying to pat anybody on the back, but it comes down to a fact that if you lose your moral compass and you don't have anything to guide you, life becomes meaningless. And so that's what's happening with our society. And I've heard you talk many times about our society. The core issue here is our society. And I realize that there's a big, mean, sinister agenda behind a lot of the powerful in the world.
But the reason it's been able to happen is because people did become rudderless. They're empty,
yes.
And so that can be filled with the world's evil. I appreciate
yes.
your call. Good to hear from you. All right, I'm going to try to really accelerate through calls now. I just want to take a lot of calls, but I'd also like to have the callers have time to talk. We're going to go to Matt, Jessica, Curtis, Randy, Tessa, and others. Matt in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Hey, yeah, I think the Glenn Beck deception, that's a great idea. I mean, I would even do a little showcase on some of the other Fox News talking heads like Hannity, Limbaugh, and O'Reilly, who all seem to claim a false allegiance to the Constitution, where they, you know, they talk about we need torture, we need wiretaps, we need more war. You know, they tell Obama to defy the Constitution on one hand, but then on the other hand, they get mad when he defies it for things like health care. And these guys are just total hypocrites.
And they say, and they give him left cover. They say he's not attacking enough countries when he's brought forward the two biggest defense budgets in history, is letting the CIA take over the Pentagon, absolutely running wild, and they say, oh, he's a communist. No, he's not a communist. He's a globalist banker looter.
Yeah, these guys all claim this false allegiance that they're these true patriots and that they're great Americans and that they're for the Constitution, but they completely act and say things in the total contrary to that. You know, it's do as I say, not as I do. And unfortunately, I mean, the many people in this nation, they listen to that and they sell out on their ethics, their morals, their allegiance to the Constitution, and even their values associated to their religious faith in order to align themselves to these talking heads and these politicians.
And they say we've got to give up our rights and torture people because Al-Qaeda will get us. I appreciate your call. Great points. Here is the quote. It's from Acts 17:24. We found it. It says, the majority of old order Amish congregations do not have church buildings but hold worship services in private homes. Thus, they are sometimes called house Amish. This practice is based on a verse from the New Testament. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Acts 17:24. And, of course, Christ also said, look at the Pharisees and Sadducees up on the, you know, at the temple, praying in front of everybody, telling you how good they are. Go into your prayer closet privately. That's where you're going to find God. See, I find God at 3:30 in the morning in my living room with the lights off, not up on the radio or at church in front of people all dressed up fancy telling people what a great Christian I am and how good I am. Now, I think church communities are good if you use them to fellowship and to organize, to be politically involved and fight corruption. But, and to protect each other from the government and to protect each other with charity when people in your church need help. Giving them jobs, money, you know, helping people. But a lot of these churches are like shopping malls with helicopter pads and swimming pools and country clubs. And, you know, that's not where you're going to find God. I mean, I go in these big churches and I get a bad feeling, folks. I go to some church Bible study at a house. I feel good. I mean, let me tell you what I feel in big churches. Satan. Just like when I watch Glenn Beck. I mean, not just his actions, but his whole spirit. Everything in me says, red alert, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger. There's an enemy approaching, just like with Obama. I mean, follow your guts, folks. Come on, just look at Glenn Beck.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through Ready Made Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry, this 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at ReadyMade Resources.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Continuing with your calls, giant news blitzes, and the huge victories we're having coming up in the next hour, as well as world news, financial news. Jessica in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, Jessica.
Sorry for a while. I
can give you 5 seconds, Jessica.
Can I just say, I haven't felt this passionate about anything since the JFK conspiracy, and I watched your movie last night. Wow, that's all I can say.
What film was that?
I have called everybody in my phone this morning and told them about a fall, you know, from the Republic. And I'm just blown away that people are so either oblivious or they choose to be oblivious.
They choose to be oblivious.
Everything that's going on. And I was one of those people. I chose to be oblivious. I didn't want to know. I didn't watch the news. I didn't pay attention. I didn't want to know. And now I'm just, wow, kudos to Alex is all I have to say.
Well, ma'am, please don't give me kudos. Do what you've done. Call everybody you know. Make copies of the DVD. Send them the free video link on YouTube. It's up there for free, not in the highest quality. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Share the passcode with a few friends and family and get them to then get educated and then educate others. Because if we educate the public, which that film does in, I believe, a devastating fashion, it's over for the New World Order. If the people understand what they're facing, there's no way they'll go along with it. And the good news is the bad news. Things are getting bad, so people will finally wake up and listen. They are ready to wake up. And even if they laugh when they watch it today, as they get squeezed tighter and tighter, Jessica, they're going to remember that the film showed them the entire paradigm. That 2-hour, 24-minute film gives you A to Z, a general overview of who the elite are, how they operate, what they're doing, and how they are the developers, the progenitors of this sick society. And that's why I think it's so informative.
Absolutely. I just, and like I said, my mom has been telling me this for years. And I kind of grew up around, I mean, you know, my mom was a, you know, 60s, 70s kind of hippie chick, whatever, and was very docile, but kind of had an idea of what the government does. It was more her uncles, or I'm sorry, my uncles that tried to push it on us as kids, you know.
So the seeds were planted, decades ago, and now they've sprouted. See, again, my film didn't tell you really anything you didn't already know. You already knew it, but hadn't consciously faced it. Again, those seeds were already there. That's what I'm saying. Patriots have planted billions of seeds worldwide, and tyranny is the water and sunshine that makes them sprout.
Yes. Yeah, you just woke up a whole new plant in my body. And I am going to just pass this on to everybody. I actually was talking to one of my coworkers the other day, and I was telling her about the gun show incident in Texas.
Yes.
And she said, you know, Jessica, I'm so scared right now. I said, well, you know, we should be. We need to be scared. We need to be scared so that makes us aware.
I agree. Jessica, good hearing from you. Look, let's say you get a grease fire in your house. You get scared for a second, but that makes you take action to put it out. So now, tell her, put that fear into action.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.